cotton and corn grow in a, what do you call the area that grows in? The land that it grows on, you say, I'm going to the cotton blank and pick cotton.
Cotton field.
Okay. Peas are grown in what, though? You say, I'm going to the
pea patch.
Okay, did you ever call the cotton area the cotton patch?
Yes.
Or was it, it was
yes.
cotton patch. Okay. Did you have different names for different kinds of little wooden fences?
Rail fence.
Okay, did you ever have a fence where the pieces of wood came up like this, it had the little horn on the top, and you had like the fence, and they had pieces of wood to hold them together on the back. There wasn't much fencing used around here, was there?
Well, back when I was small, most of the fence was rails, split logs, and made rail fence. You know, it'd be this shape, and that one zigzag.
Right, okay. The fence made of twisted wire with sharp points on it is called?
A barbed wire.
Okay, this one gets to the rail fence. When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the
post.
Okay. What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field? Did you ever do that here?
No.
There's not that much rock around here because the soil is real sandy. There's not much rock around this. When you wanted a hen to start laying, did you ever put anything in her nest to make her lay?
Yes,
what was that?
I put big rocks. Big white rocks.
Okay. What do you call your best dishes? It's made of what?
China.
Okay. What did you use to carry water in when you went to the well? What did you get your water in?
Let's call it a bucket.
Okay. Was it wooden or metal?
Metal. Wood.
When you were young, real young, it was
when
wood.
When I was real young, it was wood.
And then,
cedar. Made out of cedar.
And then it was made, as you got older, you got the metal kind. Mm-hmm. What was it, galvanized?
Yes, and enamel. Mm-hmm.
The enamel broke
mm-hmm.
a lot. What did you use to carry milk in? Did you milk?
Yes.
Okay, well, what did you milk into and carry it into the house?
There was an aluminum milk bucket.
What kind of bucket might you keep in your kitchen to throw scraps in for the pigs? What did you call that?
Garbage can.
Did you call it a garbage can?
Slop bucket.
Okay. You've forgotten that, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been so long. I've forgotten what I did have.
What do you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Okay. What about something big and black that you put out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes when you were washing? What was that
wash
called?
Wash pot.
Okay. Did you ever refer to it as a kettle?
No, I did not.
What was a kettle used for?
Kettle was used to heat water on stove.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flowers in and keep them in the house? Like this over here that you've got the begonia growing in. What would you call that container?
Flower pot.
Okay. What would you call the container that you put cut flowers in, that you put water in, and then you put the flowers in? What would you call that?
Vase.
What are the eating utensils that you put at each place when you set the table? What do you call the different kinds of things that you eat with?
Knives, forks, spoons.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must do what to the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
After you wash the dishes, what do you do to them in clear water?
Rinse them.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
Dish rag.
Do you call it a dishcloth most of the time?
Yeah,
there?
Now I do.
When you were growing up, the small piece of cloth that you used to wash your face with, what did you call it?